You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, of course, with Key's resignation comes a number of impacts on the National Party, especially in terms of his replacement and next year's election. I spoke to Dr. John Johansson, who is a senior politics lecturer at Victoria University, and I began by asking what this news means for National.
Well, it means uncertainty and change. And when you have someone in place for 10 years, this is going to be a new feeling for many of them who have come in since, who have only known Key as Prime Minister. And so, you know, while they jostle around now for positioning under a new leader, you know, all of this uncertainty is brought to bear.
Do you think he made the right decision to step down?
I think he made the right decision for him. There's no doubt about that. I think what we saw yesterday was somebody who was pretty open and honest about his reasons for stepping down, and he's deserved that rest. Is it as good for the National Party? Absolutely not, because if you went to National Party supporters or many in the actual party, they would much prefer to be fighting the 2017 election and a rare attempt to win a fourth term with John Key at the helm rather than anybody else. So it can't be as good for the National Party as it is for the Prime Minister personally.
Yeah, and do you think he's left the caucus enough time to replace him?
Nope, but that is their way. I mean, he's clearly trying to stitch this up so that English replaces him. And it is pretty interesting, I think, that after 10 years of one leader, the caucus now has only 5 days to consider who amongst them is best to lead them forward, either individually or as a ticket. So it is interesting, but one of the reasons why National has governed more often than Labour across our political history is precisely because they are far better at managing these transitions than what the Labour Party is, especially that's just accentuated since Labour have foisted upon themselves those bizarre leadership selection rules.
And do you think it's a done deal that Bill English will replace him?
If Bill English wants to do that job, then yes, because I cannot see, given John Key's popularity, which is going through another surge as he announces his, exit from politics, how his caucus could repudiate his very clear preference for candidate English. So I don't see how they can do that, pretty much. Yeah. I think they're locked into that. But, like I say, it's up to Bill English as to whether he makes that calculation that it's the right choice for him. Mm. And that's a different question.
Yeah. Do you think there are any other realistic candidates?
Well, yes. I think you can run through a list. People like Jonathan Coleman, Amy Adams, Judith Collins, Paula Bennett, Simon Bridges. You know, these are all people who I think are ambitious and who see themselves with leadership potential. Now, what might happen is if English confirms that he is going to run for the leadership, then it may well be that he is more or less anointed, and then the scrap happens over the deputy position, and that's where you'll see most of the positioning for a post English National Party, whenever that might be. So again, you know, names like Bennett, Collins, Adams and Coleman, I think there's going to be a pretty healthy scrap over the deputy spot.
Yeah, absolutely. If it is Bill English, do you think National will remain as popular as they have been under Key?
Well, that's the test. That is the test. I think there's a portion of National's voting support that is very much that very much identifies solely with John Key. And then when you take him away, you would definitely think that there's some of that loose support could easily peel off in either Winston's direction, Labour's direction, and perhaps even some of it to the Greens. So It definitely destabilises the solidity of National's polling situation. But, you know, I don't think we will immediately see that. It won't be until next year, you know, March, April, as the reality of a new leadership starts to, you know, we get used to it, that we'll really see just how much of a premium National's polling support owes to John Key's personal popularity.
Yeah, for sure. What barriers could Bill English face as the new leader of the National Party?
Well, you know, the deputy is one choice. I mean, you know, there are some don'ts for the caucus. If Bill English does decide that he wants the leadership and is anointed by the caucus, well, then they really can't choose Judith Collins as his deputy, because I think there's some history between those two that makes that an incomprehensible leadership team. So, and likewise, if, for instance, Bill decided not to run, or even if he does, you can't really have an unbalanced ticket. So I think there the caucus is unlikely to, say, pick two non-Aucklanders. I think there's going to be some sort of regional balance there on the ticket. And likewise, I can't imagine there being a, you know, like an all-woman ticket or an all-bloke ticket, to be honest. I think you're also going to look for some sort of balance there. So, as the Prime Minister has already hinted, you would have to say the very strong favourite, if English decides that he wants to be Prime Minister, rather than stay as Minister of Finance, is English Bennett, because then you have a Wellingtonian stroke South Islander in Bill English and an Aucklander in Paula Bennett. And then you also have a gender balance there as well. So that's what a balanced ticket would look like.
Yeah. Do you think there will be an early election?
I think there are a few complications there. It's very difficult for me. I would very much doubt that there would be an election early next year, mm-hmm. because it's putting New Zealanders sort of out of joint a bit, really, all because, you know, one person, John Key, decided he wanted to leave politics. I think they would prefer to maintain the practice that they've stuck to so far as a government, which is to signal early in the year, you know, an election round September, some date in September. Which means that really they've got to get through till March, because then the six-month rule kicks in. So then John Key could leave Parliament altogether without triggering a by-election. And, you know, there's still that uncertainty around Nikki Kaye's health. So that's another issue for them to be working through. Isn't politics a grand thing? It's after 10 years of change, and whatever one thinks of John Key, you know, good or ill, I've got to say it is actually regional balance there on the ticket. And likewise, I can't imagine there being a, you know, like an all-woman ticket or an all-bloke ticket, to be honest. I think you're also going to look for some sort of balance there. So, as the Prime Minister has already hinted, you would have to say the very strong favourite, if English decides that he wants to be Prime Minister, rather than stay as Minister of Finance, is English Bennett, because then you have a Wellingtonian stroke South Islander in Bill English and an Aucklander in Paula Bennett. And then you also have a gender balance there as well. So that's what a balanced ticket would look like.
Yeah. Do you think there will be an early election?
I think there are a few complications there. It's very difficult for me. I would very much doubt that there would be an election early next year, mm-hmm. because it's putting New Zealanders sort of out of joint a bit, really, all because, you know, one person, John Key, decided he wanted to leave politics. I think they would prefer to maintain the practice that they've stuck to so far as a government, which is to signal early in the year, you know, an election round September, some date in September, which means that really they've got to get through till March, because then the six-month rule kicks in, so then John Key could leave Parliament altogether without triggering a by-election. And, you know, there's still that uncertainty around Nikki Kaye's health, so that's another issue for them to be working through. Isn't politics a grand thing? It's after 10 years of change, and whatever one thinks of John Key, you know, good or ill, I've got to say it is actually refreshing to wake up knowing that change is about to happen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.